We're going to talk about Jesus a little bit. So we've seen a testimony this morning. I don't know if y'all heard Buddy when we prayed over him, his illness. You heard what he said? That whatever the outcome, he knows who's in control.
Amen. Amen.
And that's Jesus. He took care of it right there. I'm pointing to that cross. Represents what he did for us. And we talked last time I was up here, whenever that was, and stuff. And we went directly into God's word about truth, what truth is, and the heaven and hell, and that you, me, at some point, we got to make a choice.
Amen.
And as far as the decision, made, you got two choices. You're going to accept Christ or you're not. And there's two outcomes. There's heaven and there's hell. And
Amen.
We talked about that in depth last time, about they're both real places.
Oh, yeah.
Real places. So we're gonna transition into that though. So you make your choice, and I'm gonna hit just a minute. This is all free stuff here. Then we get into the good stuff. It's all good. But so you make the choice. You accept Christ, and so now you got some sort of calling. Okay, you're gonna have a calling. And I'm not going to, this is going to be a sermon for later, but we're going to, John 15:16. While he's pulling that up, I'm going to talk about something. So here's the types of callings that you, it's not limited to, but here's the type of callings you can get. First of all, you got a calling either to accept Christ or not. Okay? So that's the first step. And we accept Christ, those of us that accept Christ and what he done for us, and what Jesus told us about truth is he is the truth.
Amen.
And we have to make that calling. Then some of us are called to what they call a vocation or a ministry of some sort. And it's not limited to being a pastor. There's a bunch of different things to do. But also, each one of you that accepted Christ has a unique calling that fits you. And nobody knows you better than God, your creator,
Amen.
That knows what you can do
Amen.
With him.
Amen.
Okay? With him, with Jesus. Okay? You can't do none of this on your own. And stuff. You might have the gift of gab that people call and stuff, but if it's not the truth and coming from Christ, it don't mean nothing.
Come on.
It's just a bunch of hot air.
Amen.
So you need to find your calling. We don't have John. There we go. Look out. We got it. So just read that real quick. You did not choose me. This is Jesus speaking. But I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. So whatever it is that he called you to do to bear fruit is what you need to do. You need to answer the call.
Yeah.
Don't say there's no shalls. If you want to, you should. Okay? And we talked about that in the past. Don't be just a bench warmer.
Amen.
And so, and it might not be nothing extravagant, which is fine. There's a whole lot of that. There's a lot of God's work that's under the radar. But that relationship is between you and God and what
Amen.
He calls you to do.
Come on.
And you do what he told you to do, you're all right. You're in good company.
Amen.
And whatever that is. So that's my soapbox for today. Answer your call. Now, y'all, we're getting a real sermon now. Y'all ready? So you accepted Christ. You made that decision. You accepted him. Or you hadn't accepted him. This kind of fits both ways. And so me, and stuff, we living in a fallen world, a sinful world. And so, we got our saving grace. Because of God's grace, he sent his son that through him we'd be saved. I'm paraphrasing. So what you do, and I'm not good at making titles and names, and so a lot of times my mouth gets me in trouble. Y'all know that. I've already been in trouble by, you know, things I say because it's not proper English or whatever. How can I know how to start over when I've blown it, when you messed up?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I thought I was wrong one time before. And then I realized I was only mistaken.
Amen. That's right. Come on.
Okay? So there's nobody in here exempt from making a mistake.
Amen.
Amen. Messing up.
Amen.
So, but we got a way to fix it. And we're going to talk about that here in a minute. Amen. And stuff. So we're going to go through a few little steps here of what we need to do when we mess up. Now look, society has different things. You know, if you do, you know, you got real bad stuff and you got a little bitty stuff, you know, whatever. Okay, what I ain't preaching on that. I don't care about that. What I focus want to focus on, whatever you think you done or have done or will do that don't line up with God and it happens, I'm going to give you a way out. Or I'm going to tell you a way out that God gave us. Okay? That's what we need to focus on. So the first thing you need to do, me, and I love preaching this sermon and stuff because, you know, like I said, and you heard other preachers say, before it comes to you, I done preached it to myself. I done repented, done fell on my face, and did all this stuff and put all these notes together. So I already went through all my struggles with it. So now if it's going to pass it on to you.
Amen.
So, so let's look at, I'm going to kind of go in the middle here real quick. 1 John 1, 8 through 10. Little John, whatever you want to call it. 1 John. If we claim to be without, that's that, Brother Tom talked about that first letter starts out if. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
Amen.
We establish what truth is. John 14:6. There's many other references, but oh yeah. By the way, you know how we do John a lot, okay? I did find out something. There's something I am not in common with John the disciple. I found out he was a fisherman. I tried to be yesterday. Everybody around me, my family, my son, my wife, my friends, they all caught fish, and I didn't catch the first fish yesterday. In the same fishing hole, same lures, same rod and reel, everything's the same. And I'm talking about I can sit there and slap them on their back, and they was pulling them in right and left. So I'm not a fisherman. I established that. I accepted the fact that I'm not going to be a fisherman. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Here you go. This is what I like. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar and his word is not in us. Did you catch that? And so you're mocking God. But he told you, if you confess your sins, then you're still beating your own self up and stuff. You're getting on the fine line there where you don't need to be and stuff. Half of your faith in God, what he told you, can't get no gooder or plainer than that.
Right.
He told you what to do. If you stumble, if you fall, and I said it before, that old song, pick yourself up and come back for more. Through Jesus.
Amen.
Through Jesus. All right, number one here. So I've blown it. I messed up. I need to move on. Here is the heart. Here's some barriers that keep us from doing that. Men, go listen. This is for women too. But if you women don't know, men are a little stubborn, a little hard-headed,
really?
Little prideful.
What?
At least I was told that. So don't keep your pride, especially back up to the beginning. Don't let your pride keep you out of heaven.
Amen.
Okay.
Right.
So let's don't do that. So we need to admit our mistakes. You got to admit them. Okay. You mess up, you fall down, pick yourself up, admit your mistakes. Admit to who? Admit to God. And you may have to admit to the person that you hurt or the person that was affected by it, whatever. But number one is you got to admit your mistakes. And that sounds easy, but we don't like to admit when we're wrong, on the most part. But we got to swallow that pride and stuff. Because here's the men and women, for all have sinned.
Amen.
And fall short of the glory of God.
Right.
So as far as I'm concerned, that includes everybody in this room.
Come on,
we all sins fall short. That's Romans 3:23 if you want some scripture. And then Romans 5:12 also tells us, therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people because of sin. Okay? You want some truth? Here's some truth. Every one of us in here is going to die. Every one of us. Okay? Now, I didn't write it down. Somewhere in Revelation, it does say, where's your sting, death? But you got to have Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You got to have Him as your Savior. You have to admit your mistakes. Admit that you need Him. And we all need Him. And so, that's our pride issue, is admitting. That's the first step that we have to do. That was pride. Then you got the little thing called fear. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we're going to talk about fear of what? Hebrews 4:13 tells us, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes to Him who we must give an account. Let me put it in some better terms. Let me step on this side. Let me preach to this side a minute. I got an inside joke with Alan over here, because I tend to go to my left, and when I was talking about hell and heaven, so I need to preach to y'all today about the bad stuff, give them the good stuff. So, or I need to stay in the middle. I can't do that. You see, I'm trying to hang on. So, okay, let's get back on track. So nothing is hidden from God. So I don't care what you've done, what you're doing, or what you're going to do, God already knows it.
Amen.
Come on. So don't worry about trying to hide it. But we do that, you know. I do it in the dark, or I do it just by myself, God still knows. Mm-hmm. And He knows ahead of time. That's if you think about it in that way, it's like, is He going to find out? No, He ain't going to find out. He already knew it. He already found it out. So there's nothing you can keep from God. Proverbs 28 tells us, whoever conceals their sin does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy.
Amen.
So confess your sin, admit your sin, confess your sin. Don't conceal it. Get rid of it. And what's that? He forgives your sin, forgets as far as the east or from the west, right? You know, if you go east, you never go west, or vice versa. So that's how far you can. So it's gone, it's done, right? But here's the butt part. Here's where the flesh enters into it and stuff. Don't raise your hand physically, but have you ever done anything you regretted? I raise my hand, okay? But to give it to God, it's gone, it's done.
Amen.
But do we keep rehashing it? We keep bringing it up, or try to. We need to get away from that mindset and get into His mindset that He leads us to focus on Him.
Amen.
And forget the sin and move on.
Right.
So that was, you know, we got to admit it. We got that part. Now here is the benefits of admitting the sin. So we talked about the barriers. Number one, we receive God's forgiveness. That in itself is awesome. I don't care. I like to say it this way. I don't care what you've done, what you're doing, when you do it, how you do it, who you affect, who you do it to. It don't matter. You give it to God. Confess honestly. Confess your sin. Give it to God. It is over. It's done.
Amen.
It's over with. Move on. And you receive God's forgiveness. Renewing our physical and emotional vitality. Sometimes we do some stuff that wasn't real good for our health. Physically, emotionally, spiritually.
Amen.
Okay? So we need that healing. We got to give it to God. And He'll provide that. He'll do that. And we'll get into that in a little bit. And here's the hard part. Learning from our mistakes.
Amen.
We got to receive His blessing. We renew it, and we're going to learn from it. Now, you know the definition of insanity? is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result.
Amen.
So if it didn't work this time, don't do it again.
That's right.
Give it to God and move on.
Amen.
Now, I told you I got six sermons. So I'm interjecting a little bit here and there. So sin, if I remember what I was going to say. So you stumble, you fall, you make a mistake, you move on and give it to God. Okay, that's one thing. Okay, sin is sin. Let me clarify that. Sin is sin. Sin is sin. Just keep that in mind. Okay, you're moving along and you stumble, you fall, you make a mistake, give it to God, confess, move on. Now, you continuously stay in that sin or live in that sin or however you want to word it. Now, that's a problem. Okay? Don't keep doing the same thing over and over. When you know, especially when you know it's a sin.
Amen.
And it's one thing to slip up and stumble, but it's one thing to intentionally go out there and sin.
That's right.
Yeah, he does have a word for that. And we need to stay out of there. We need to stay out of that,
right,
that part. So we need to learn from our mistakes. And then we're going to experience his forgiveness. We got to experience it. We're going to trust in Christ with all sins. Romans 5:1, therefore, since we have been, here we go, justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Ain't it funny how all the scripture all ties back into the cross?
Amen.
The blood of Jesus, right? So, and to get to, to get to God, you got to go through Jesus. Then Psalms 32:1 says, blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven. Blessed is that person who gives it over to God, whose sins are covered. Covered with what? Blood of Christ. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and whose spirit is no deceit. Quit beating yourself up on what you've done. Read that scripture again. Keep it in your heart. Keep it in your mind. He's done with it. He's done. You need to be done with it.
Amen.
You need to move on from it. You need to get out of that, whatever, pity party, whatever you want to call it. You need to get out of it and move on.
Amen.
And have the faith and trust in Jesus Christ and keep him and honor him and what he promised you. He says it right here in scripture what to do and how to take care of it. And I found this word, impute our sin, I-M-P-U-T-E. Let me put it in our language. He writes it off. It's imputed. It's gone.
That's right.
He writes it off. No charge. And so a lot of y'all still probably playing for Christmas on your credit cards. Just playing. Y'all didn't laugh too much. Maybe I hit a nerve. It's over with. There's no charge. There's no... As how many times if I do a favor for you and I expect something in return, right? That's human, kind of, some people do that, kind of human nature. God don't expect nothing in return but his obedience.
Amen.
To him.
That's right.
And to answer your call to him. So none of this was planned. It's all this calling stuff. It just came to me a while ago. And as a parent, God is our father. As a parent, we got that type of forgiveness too. And that's what we read at the beginning, 1 John 1:8 through 10. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
Mm-hmm.
Other words, Jesus is not in you, because Jesus is the truth. You have Jesus, you accepted Christ, let him stay in you, and don't deny what he promised. If you claim you without sin. Now here's a hard one, and I'm not going to cover a lot of time on this. Why do forgiven people still hurt? You ever thought about that? Why do you still hurt on some things that you've done before or have done? Because God said he took care of it, I promise. God gives you, he gives you choice. Right? He gives you free will.
Oh, yeah.
It makes you sin. So it's just like you tell a child, If you do this, it's going to hurt you. And he breaks his arm because he did it anyway. It's going to have a little bit less an effect, right? So God, he don't tell you you're not going to pay or you're going to suffer a little bit. He didn't say that. But he said, I am going to forgive you. But if you do something that you shouldn't do that could have an emotional, physical effect on you or spiritual effect, you might have to suffer through that. So, okay? So don't think, because of that, don't think that God hadn't forgiven you. That's why I'm trying to put that together. So you might have some suffering, but he still forgave you. He still, if you confessed it to him. So you're going to do all that. You're going to admit your sin, and you're going to get to the forgiveness that he promised. You might do a little suffering in between. And then, here's where it's hard. We live in a society, we want everything right now. Right now. And stuff. Now, we're on God's timetable, and that's not even a good word to use, because time don't affect God. Amen. You know, time was for us. It's for us.
Oh, yeah.
He don't live on time, eternity. So we're thinking, God, hurry up. You know, I'm waiting. What do you want me to do? So we're going to wait on God's direction.
Amen.
We need to wait on it. We need to wait on his direction. You're going to confess your sin. And you're going to saturate. I got to say it again, Joe. You're going to saturate yourself. I wasn't planning that either. You're going to saturate yourself in his word daily and walk with him while you're waiting on his direction. If you don't do that, you're not going to get a direction.
Come on.
I can't tell you no other way. You're not going to get a direction from God if you're not with God or walking with God. You got to do your part. Like I said, he gives you choice. You got to make a choice. We got to make a choice. And we got to be patient and wait on his direction. While we're doing that, we're going to replenish our emotional, physical need, our energy. We're going to reflect on our failure and our future. There's a difference between reflect and dwelling. Okay, don't dwell on your failures. Don't stay there. Don't stay in the rut. But reflect on it. Why? So you won't do it again. Okay, he gave us a little bit of common sense, at least most of us. So we need to listen to him and reflect. I didn't mean to offend nobody. So, and then we're going to start over with a new beginning. We're going to start fresh, okay? You stumble, you fall today, tonight, whatever. You go through these steps to deal, get confessed, and get it out of there. You're gonna have a new beginning. Not saying that it's not going to have an effect on you, but you're going to start fresh. And I love Proverbs. There's a lot of Proverbs here. So Proverbs 16:3 tells us, now here's what we need to do. Commit. You got to do something. To get a reaction, there got to be an action. So you're going to commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Proverbs 20:18. Plans are established by seeking advice. So if you wage war, attain guidance. And he's talking about the war perspective. Don't go start a war. But I'm just telling you, you listen to his guidance. And then how you do that is a daily walk with him, daily, not just once a week. Don't come here today expecting you're going to get guidance for the next 15 years. You need to stay in his word daily.
Come on.
Proverbs 21:5, the plans of the diligent, that's us, working or should be, lead to profit as surely as haste leads to poverty. On face value, you see profit and you see, you know, you're thinking financial gains and all that stuff. It could be that at times. But what he's really looking for, and what if you really want to be content, let me put it this way. If you really want contentment, you can't buy it. I don't care what you got or how much you got. And so you get in his word and listen to his direction and his profit. We're talking about spiritual things, and we're talking about spiritually, not just financially, not just physical. Now, it encompasses all that. But we need to focus on doing his will, his call, and then that's when you're rich. That's when you're rich with God. And then what you're doing is you're building and working on your eternal home.
Amen.
So how you know you got a new beginning? What kind of stuff you look for? Glad you asked. So you're going to get the clarification of the problem, the sin problem, whatever you did. And so it is as simple as, God, please forgive my sins, but it got to come from your heart.
Right. Right.
Don't go through the motions. Don't go through the lip service. God, forgive me and move on.
Amen.
So you didn't really need to break this down and analyze what you've done or what happened, what we've done, and give it to God and get clarification of it. Why was that a sin? Why was that a mistake? So in order to know something, you got to get into it. You got to learn it a little bit. You got to know what you're dealing with. And you got to learn how to identify these problems.
Yeah.
So if you got a particular problem and you go to a place that has these problems, don't go to that place. This is where it hits home a little bit. If you got people that leads you astray, mm-hmm. they don't necessarily have to be a bad person. I ain't talking about bad people. But if they tempt you or cause you to not line up with God's will or plan, you might have to stay away from them.
Amen.
And stuff. And I have heard so many testimonies over years of people when they're all in for Christ. And so you usually get a new set of friends.
Amen.
And stuff. You usually don't typically keep the same crowd you had.
Amen.
Now, that's a whole different subject about witnessing to them. And so we'll talk about that again one day. So we got to identify those problems. And three things you got to look at. After all that said and done, everything we talked about. So what should you look for in yourself? When you give it to God. Number one, your attitude. I wish Brother Charlie was here. He said last week, and I don't know why, so he's up here singing, so he gets a bird's eye view right of all y'all. And he said, I actually seen some people lean into the music a little bit. They got a little bit of a stir, okay? So what's your attitude? Did you come here today with the right attitude? And I don't care who's here, who's talking, who's preaching. Or did you come here with the mindset that you want a blessing from God? Or that you need to clean your act up? Come here for the right purpose. That's the start. Come with the right attitude. Right attitude, and so that sets the path on the way things are going to go that day. Okay? And your emotions. Get your emotions right. And your circumstances. So you're going to see a change in attitude, a change in your emotions, and your circumstances. Like I said earlier, I kind of hit it on a while ago. You got to stay away from those places, what those places are. And not necessarily the physical place, mental place,
Amen.
And stuff, or whatever. And we could, you know, sin is such a wide spectrum of from, you know, and so we categorize sin, severe, not, you know, a little white lie, I ain't gonna worry about that, you know, stuff like that, and everything in between. But everything in between on each end is sin. So just remember what you got to do. But what I want to focus on at this very moment, Daryl, go ahead and play the invitation song. So I'll pray. If you're not where you need to be, you can come on up here if you like to, or you can do it where you're at, or not where you need to be. If you don't have Jesus Christ, if you don't have this avenue of confessing your sins and getting rid of it, you need to come to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's number one. So if you don't have that, that's what you need right now. If you are got Jesus and you do got something, you do got a little problem, you got a little stumbling thing you did, if you need to pray or whatever you need to do, or do it right where you're at, but it's open for you. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and this opportunity to hear your word. Just be with each and every one of us and guide us and direct us. And just thank you for your blessings. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.